Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On a new 4D in the MC, we'll hear from Dan Campbell after the Philadelphia Eagles ground the Detroit Lions to a halt on Sunday Night Football. What happened to that explosive Lions offense? Despite being shorthanded, the defense was able to do their best to bail out the offense, but it just was not enough. And now Detroit finds themselves outside the playoff picture. We'll talk all of that and more right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
Well, that was fun. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Let's just dive right in. I mean, where do you want to start? We can start with the basics. I mean, it really, really sucked. You know, and the thing was, it wasn't the Lions' depleted defense that was the letdown. It was the Lions' offense, air quotes. I mean, it was horrendous. Yes, I understand the Philadelphia front is excellent. Yes, it was windy. Yes, it's hard to play on the road. But remember on Sunday morning, I asked aloud if the accumulation of injuries had affected the game plan at all throughout the week. The answer had to have been yes. Because it didn't seem like the Lions were ready for this one. We'll hear from Dan Campbell in a few minutes. But I mean, what do we say about John Morton now? What I saw last night was no better than what I saw in the first few weeks of the season. Now, I trust Dan Campbell more as a play caller, but last night was not his best work. I love they have this wildly aggressive identity, and I love that they are true to themselves. It's so important in football, in real life, to be true to who you are, unless you're an a**hole and change. Note to self. But there are times when adjustments just have to be made. That 0-5 stat line on fourth down is just screaming in a game where points were at a premium. Like the Lions lose 16-9. You can still be who you are while recognizing that points were going to be hard to come by and that putting your already thin defense into tighter spots is a bad idea. And what's wild here is Detroit only lost by a touchdown. It felt like a lot more, but right up until the end, the Lions were in this game. Was it stubbornness or an inability to process information in real time? The Lions did themselves no favors with being ultra-aggressive yesterday. It's brutal. And look, we can certainly talk about that flag on Rocky Assin at the end. It's not why the Lions lost, but it did not help. And I heard the referee's explanation at the end. He's not wrong that Rock's hand got in there. But my counter is, why wasn't that called in the first 80% of the game? They let them play, and then all of a sudden, no. A.J. Brown's gets the call. That was just it was a kick in the teeth when you're already down. I mean, here's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. If the season ended today, the Detroit Lions would not qualify for the NFC playoffs. Last night wasn't playoff football. Well, it was on the defense, but nowhere else. And it looked like, for a minute, the Lions were going to get some help yesterday. There was a handful of minutes, like two or three, literally. At the end of both games, the Packers and the Bears were trailing. And, you know, the Vikings and the Giants blew it. But that's not what it was about, right? The Lions had to win no matter what happened. Because, look, if both those teams lose yesterday and the Lions win, bam, right to the top of the NFC North. Now, third place. The margin for error is now zero. Win or die. How do they respond? We're going to find out, that's for sure. All right, let's go inside the headset. We'll hear from Motor City Dan Campbell. This is last night's press conference right after they lost to Philadelphia. And so here's the opening statement before any questions were asked.
Defense, I thought, really, really played their tails off, you know. I thought they showed up, played championship-style defense. That, you know, they had to put out a number of fires there between the takeaways and the fourth down stops. But like I told them, man, but it's also you got the hot hand. You gotta beat them back one more time. And then offensively, you know, 3-13 on third down and 0-5 on fourth down. You know, we could not convert, you know, and when you can't convert, that makes it very difficult. Felt like we were gonna get a rhythm after that. Second quarter, we started, you know, we hit those explosives, went down, J-Mo scores, touchdown, you know, and it felt like, all right, here we go. But just couldn't ever really get in a rhythm offensively. There's some calls I wish I could have gotten back. You know, I didn't help those guys, and I hate that. You know, I didn't help them. So that was kind of the story of the game.
I mean, look. We just said it. I totally agree about the defense. They did ball out. Kelvin Shepard has been so good this season. Exemplary job so far. But why could the offense not find rhythm? I mean, the way the defense bailed them out immediately after that game started, the turnover, I thought, okay, the Lions are going to be in good shape here. The defense was tested immediately, twice. And I thought, all right, well, they held them to a field goal. They get the ball back, and let's find some rhythm. And this never happened. And, you know, Dan brought up third and fourth down failures, which, I mean, really gross. Really gross. But as we've talked about throughout different points in this season, when the Lions struggle on third and fourth down, it's almost always because they put themselves in third and long situations. And they did that last night. Third down success is predicated on first and second down success. And the Lions didn't have success on any downs. And that's why you saw what you saw. That's why there was no rhythm. You what, three conversions on third down and none on fourth down? I mean, that's just, it'll make your stomach hurt. And of course, the question about the offensive rhythm, somebody asked.
We were just a little off. I mean, it really was kind of one of those days. I hate saying that, but it was just a little bit of one of those days. And I mean, it's rare that, you know, Goff and St. Brown don't connect more than that. You know, that's just a rare thing. Because those guys have such a good connection. But, you know, there again, man, we're all involved in this. We all got a hand in it. For me, you know, the margin for error is so small, man. You don't have the luxury of, like, we get in the red zone, we have to score a touchdown, man. We can't come away not scoring seven there. You know, we have to convert at least two or three of those fourth downs. You know, you have to. And we were a little off. We just couldn't get our rhythm there.
Saint was targeted 12 times and had two catches. What? Gibbs and Monty combined for 66 rushing yards. I don't care if Philadelphia's front has 17 all-pro guys on it. You've got to have more than 66 rushing yards. Did they miss Sam Laporta? Yeah. But again, it wasn't just one thing. It was a failure across the board. The offensive line reverted a little bit. Tate Ratledge got banged up. He came back. That was good to see. And, you know, Dan said, again, back to the fourth down thing, well, we've got to convert more of those. Do you? What if you punt it a couple more times? I know it's not who you are, but sometimes, again, you've got to make those adjustments. The answer can't be, well, we don't do that. But you could have. And again, I'm not asking the Lions to just bail on their whole identity. I'm asking them to make smart adjustments. That's all. So is this like a come to Jesus moment for the Detroit Lions?
You just kind of hit some of these patches here. We're middle way through the season. We're in November. And I believe this is the best thing for us. You know, you don't want to say that and it doesn't feel good, but yet, man, we're going to learn from this. We're going to get better. We're going to adjust. And we'll be hitting our stride when other teams start to hit their adversity towards the back end of the season. I really believe that. So, you know, we're going to learn from this game and we're going to get better.
Well, they don't have a choice but to learn and get better. It's go time right now. They have to beat the Giants. They have to beat the Packers. Both of those games are must wins. Both of those games happen within the next 11 days. The next 11 days for the rest of your season. Am I being dramatic? Not this time. Can I be dramatic? Almost all the time. But this is true. It is the next 11 days for the rest of your season. How do you respond? I wish I was being dramatic this time. I'm not. Now, of course, MCDC doesn't quite see it that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, you take it one game at a time. You really do. I mean, we got the Giants this week, so we got a rebound. Clean a couple of things up, go back to work, and get a dub, you know, and mentioned this before, but everybody's playing everybody now. This is what's going to happen over the next couple of months here is all these teams we're bunched in with begin to play each other, you know, division games, NFC games, and so that'll all handle itself. You just worry about your own business. We're going to worry about us one game at a time.
I mean, that makes sense, right? You can't play two games at once, so there's really no point in thinking about anything else other than the New York Football Giants. For the team, not for me. Because it will not sort itself out. It will be sorted out by the teams who assert the most dominance over the next 7 weeks. And I would prefer the Lions to be that team. At the end of the press conference, Dan was asked if there would be anything that he would take back. Like, would he want any decisions back?
Yeah, no, listen, and I told the team that. I was like, man, there's some things I wish I would have done different. Look, the bottom line is you obviously, if you go totally conservative, you got to, in the way this game played out, in the way it was, you got a better chance of winning that game than some of those decisions I made. I understand that. But also, that's who we are. It's who I am. And it bit us today, you know?
I love Dan Campbell, but I do not love that. What I just heard was, it's not about winning, it's about staying true to ourselves. He said it. There are things we could have done to give ourselves a better chance to win, but that's not who we are. We want to be winners. So put yourself in a spot to win. Give yourself the best opportunity to be a winner. That's what you want to be, a winner. You can make adjustments without losing your identity. Because sometimes the Lions' identity borderlines on recklessness. I know you have to live and die by the sword, but it feels like the Lions tripped and fell and impaled themselves. Like Plaxico Burress in a nightclub. Unnecessary. I don't know. That was a frustrating loss, and I'm not sure that Dan Campbell made me feel any better. The good news for Dan is that's not his job to make me feel better, so it doesn't matter. Lions and Giants on Sunday afternoon. It's all or nothing now for the Lions. Coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk a little Monday Night Football from Sin City. Fourth Down in the Motor City continues next. And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. Let's talk about other football. Monday Night Football, indeed. Dallas at Las Vegas. Cowboys favored by 3. Dallas has one of the best offenses in the league, but their defense kind of blows, which, you know, I mean, as I've said before, that's what happens when you trade away Micah Parsons. There's no surprise here. And as for the Raiders, I mean, at least Vegas is a cool city because they are absolutely terrible. 2 wins, easily one of the worst teams in the league, which I love for Pete Carroll because he's the worst. I mean, look at Geno Smith's numbers. He has 11 touchdown passes to 12 picks. That's heinous. That should be a crime in the NFL. I mean, the bright spot for the Raiders, other than Max Crosby, who's fabulous, is the rookie running back, Ashton Jeanty. He's not getting much help around him, but he has played really well. And the Cowboys' defense is susceptible to the run. And with how good Dallas' offense is, it would behoove Vegas to control the ball and get Ashton Jeanty going. Can they do that? I don't know. Because otherwise, Dallas gets on the field and catches on fire. So what happens here? Can Dallas keep their slim playoff hopes alive, or will the Raiders avoid a total collapse? Give me the Cowboys, bet the over. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, that includes the free Odyssey app. And if you'd be so kind, leave us a rating and a review. We appreciate it. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.